President Gorbachev played a major role in bringing peace to three African countries that had civil war. That was Angola, Mozambique, and Ethiopia. When he met with President George H.W. Bush in 1990, he said, "Why don't we work together in bringing peace to these countries?" And President Bush agreed. So Gorbachev assigned one of his people to work with me. I was the Assistant Secretary of State for Africa. And we worked in these three countries. We had peace negotiations. And by the end of 1992, all three countries' civil wars ended. So I give President Gorbachev a lot of credit for starting the process of bringing peace to these three countries.
And yet, Ambassador, as he passes away, we have war in Ukraine that is imposing tremendous hardship, not only on Africa, but almost globally. What do you make of that distinction?
Well, when he was president of the Soviet Union, even after he left the presidency, he tried to change the political situation in the Soviet Union. He wanted to make it more democratic, but it was impossible. The Communist Party of the Soviet Union was too powerful. And I think that this caused the former President Gorbachev to become very depressed and led to his illness. So his success in Africa was not matched in Russia, I'm afraid.
So can we connect democracy in Africa to the role that Gorbachev might have played?
I think so, because he said, yes, we must stop these civil wars, because the Soviet Union was supplying money to the Mozambican government and the Russian and the Angolan government, the Ethiopian, in order to pursue war against the rebels. And he decided that this was not a good thing. Instead of fighting rebels, they should negotiate. So I think this was the beginning of democracy coming to Africa. First you end the wars, and then you bring democracy.
Coincidentally, Angola just had election. How about that?
Elections are very good in Angola, but I have the feeling that the government of Angola could not allow itself to be defeated. So I think UNITA, who had observers in every election office, has decided that the election was not free and fair. And I tend to believe UNITA.
Ambassador Cohen, in a few words, how do you think Africa should remember the late Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev?
He was the first Soviet leader to look to have peace in Africa. All previous leaders wanted to encourage civil wars and use of military. He was the first leader to encourage peace in Africa.
Ambassador Cohen, thank you so much. A pleasure always to speak with you.
Thank you.